Boy, that light's bright. Good evening and welcome. My name is Anne Umland. I'm curator in the Department of Painting and Sculpture and organized the exhibition Picasso Guitars 1912 to 1914 with the essential collaboration of Blair Hartzell, curatorial assistant, who's also here in the audience with us tonight. This exhibition is one that aims to situate Picasso's two remarkable guitar constructions, one in cardboard, paper, and string, as you see on the left, and another in sheet metal, as seen on the right, within the larger period of structural, material, and spatial experimentation that these two objects bracket in Picasso's long career. And we conceived of tonight's program as a complement to the exhibition and one that would highlight or feature artists who are as innovative in their approach to the sound of the guitar as Picasso was to the shape of his cardboard and sheet metal instruments. I am just so tremendously grateful to Melanie Monios for her irrepressible enthusiasm and creativity in producing this evening for us in collaboration with Sheetal Prajapati in the Department of Education. And I would like to say what a tremendous privilege and pleasure it is to be allowed to introduce tonight's two featured guitar soloists, Marco Capelli and Mamadi Kouyaté. Marco was, and here I have to do my notes because I don't want to say something wrong. I may mispronounce things terribly, but I did want to at least try to get the background right. So Marco Capelli is a guitarist and composer who was born in Naples, Italy, and who is a notable figure in the New York's contemporary avant-garde and music scene. He's among the founders of the acclaimed Italian contemporary music group Ensemble Dissonanzen, and also holds the titles of guitar professor at the Conservatory Vincenzo Bellini in Palermo and his music associate at Columbia University in New York. Tonight, as you can see, Marco is going to be performing for us on several instruments in a set that bridges traditional and contemporary repertoire with avant-garde experimentation. He has also, I understand, written 5 new pieces for us tonight, inspired by 5 artworks in the exhibition upstairs that he's going to read as scores. So something I look forward to hearing as well as seeing. Then Marco's set will be followed by Mamadi, who is West African guitarist and will be performing tonight in a rare solo performance. Mamadi was born into one of Guinea's most prominent musical families and is widely acknowledged as one of the early pioneers of Guinea's musical renaissance. I gather from reading the program notes, which I hope all of you had an opportunity to do tonight, that at age 19, Mamadi began touring as a guitar player for Guinea's national orchestras. And after moving here to New York City in 2004, he founded the orchestra, the Mandingo Ambassadors, which is comprised of both Guinean expatriates and local talent, and they perform regularly at the Club Barbez in Brooklyn. So I personally have a plan to go. I have to confess I haven't been, but I'm going to buy a CD afterwards and acquaint myself more. So I think tonight there'll be 2 sets, as I said, beginning with Marco. Then there'll be a pause so that we can reset the stage, followed by Mamadi. I'd like to take the opportunity to invite all of you to please turn off all electronic devices during the performance so we can enjoy the music, and also to invite you to meet the musicians afterwards. They'll be in the lobby, and there will be CDs on sale. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome Marco Capelli.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks a lot to MoMA for this invitation. That is a great occasion. I hope I didn't exaggerate with my enthusiasm touching the paintings of Picasso with these compositions, and hope everybody will be nice, and I believe in your understanding for that. But anyway, the idea is not very new. The idea of approaching a painting as a graphic score. The graphic score, for who is new to the topic, is a very common way to write music in the contemporary music. And let's say when pitch is not determining a special space, there are many other parameters that are very difficult to express on the regular pentagram, and much easier to write down with another kind of vocabulary that is usually works exactly like the pentagram. So, you know, you have on the horizontal line the time, and on the vertical line the pitch. And exactly this is the approach I followed with those Picasso's painting that I choose to be very, you know, I choose the one that to me looked more musical in a way. And so all what you will hear, of course, is totally arbitrary, but in a way follows a very strict concept. So once I did my choices, I try to be very coherent with those choices. And everybody should feel free to take a look on my scores. And once again, thanks a lot to Melanie for having the paintings projected. That's a Picasso concept. Okay, so this is the first painting that I'm gonna play. And I decided to put this as first because the title, Guitarist Idea for a Construction, inspired me in the process of composing this music. And just for musical reason, I asked the sacrilege to flip the, yeah, this way, because in this way the time is more long, and you know, I don't have like 3 seconds to do a bunch of clusters, and I can read through the music more comfortably. Thank you. Să dorm așa.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start. I think you're all in your seats, so I'll just say, let's give Mamadib Koyate a warm welcome to the stage. Thank you.
Thank you. Bonsoir et bienvenue. Et permettez-moi de m'exprimer en français et pour remercier toute l'équipe du MoMA, principalement notre directrice et la reine mère Mélanie, qui ont eu l'honneur et le plaisir de me confier cette petite tâche, parce que j'ai un groupe qui est au grand complet et qui joue même ce soir, et il y a 10 membres dans mon orchestre, mais j'ai démontré seulement les leçons que je donne à mes frères pour former un groupe mandingue à New York City. Nous sommes à votre disposition. Alors, le son qui vient, à ma jeunesse, j'ai créé le son, le dernier son là pour moi. Mais je vais le jouer pour vous ce soir. Donc, je dis merci à tous et à toutes ceux qui ont fait le déplacement. Et je vous remercie infiniment et je suis à votre disposition. Je remercie mon ami et inséparable, et M. Olivier, qui a ménagé tous ses efforts pour vraiment faire une liaison, créer la liaison entre le MoMA et ma modeste personne. Je lui remercie et je lui resterai reconnaissant. Je vous remercie. Thank you.
Thank you.